Laudator Jesus Christus. This is Vatican Radio.
From the English News Desk, I'm Emma McCarthy. Shortly after midday Tuesday, the two-day extraordinary meeting between Pope Benedict XVI, cardinals of the Roman Curia and leaders of the Church in Ireland to discuss the current crisis in the wake of the abuse scandal ended. Shortly after a concluding statement was released, which states that together the Pope, cardinals and bishops had examined the failure of the Irish Church authorities for many years to act effectively in dealing with cases involving the sexual abuse of young people by some Irish clergy and religious. The statement says that all those present recognise that this grave crisis has led to a breakdown in trust in the Church's leadership and damaged her witness to the Gospel as well as its moral teaching. The statement continues that the bishop spoke frankly of the sense of pain and anger, betrayal and scandal, and shame expressed to them on numerous occasions by those who had been abused. The bishops also emphasised their commitment to cooperation with the statutory authorities in Ireland, north and south of the border, to guarantee that churches' standards, policies and procedures represent best practice in child safety. For his part, Pope Benedict observed that the sexual abuse of children and young people is not only a heinous crime, but also a grave sin which offends God and wounds the dignity of the human person created in his image. While realising that the current painful situation in Ireland will not be resolved quickly, the Holy Father challenged the bishops to address the problems of the past with determination and resolve, and to face the present crisis with honesty and courage. He also expressed the hope that the present meeting would help to unify the bishops and enable them to speak with one voice in identifying concrete steps aimed at bringing healing to those who had been abused, encouraging a renewal of the faith in Christ, and restoring the Church's spiritual and moral credibility. The Holy Father also pointed to the more general crisis of faith affecting the Church in the country and linked that to the lack of respect for the human person, showing how the weakening of faith has been a significant contributing factor in the phenomenon of sexual abuse of minors. He stressed the need for a deeper theological reflection on the whole issue and called for an improved human, spiritual, academic and pastoral preparation, both of candidates for the priesthood and religious life, and of those already ordained and professed. The statement concludes that the bishops had an opportunity to examine and discuss a draft of the pastoral letter of the Holy Father to the Catholics of Ireland, taking into account the comments of the Irish bishop. Pope Benedict will now complete this letter, which will be issued during the coming season of Lent. I'm Emma McCarthy.
You're listening to Vatican Radio.